नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीयते जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद
जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्तवृंद
Bhagavati Vachalam Pangur Langayate Girin Yatkipat Mahavande Sigurun Ninatarinam. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya was participating with the Rath Yatra festival. First thing at the Gundicha Marjana where they cleansed the temple of Gundicha. Lord Jagannath lives in Nilachal. This is supposed to be like Dwaraka. And Gundicha is like Vrindavan. So Gundicha is also known as Sundarachola. Leelachola Sundarachola. So one of the kirtans they sing is Leelachola Chandra Amu Prabhu Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Leelachola Chandra Amu Prabhu Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Sundar Chola Chandra Amo Prabhu Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Sundar Chola Chandra Amo Prabhu Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath That's in Oriya. Amo Prabhu, Amo is Oriya for my Lord Jagannath, who is Lord of Nilachal, who is Lord of Sundarachal. So from Leelachal he's going to Sundarachal, from the big temple he's going to the Gundicha, from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. So during the Rath Yatra, then actually Lord Chaitanya, before the Rath Yatra actually, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, the king, he tried to get audience with Lord Chaitanya, but he was refused. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a sannyasi and kings are materialistic people who are after sense gratification, so I don't want to associate with sense gratifiers. It would be bad for my Krishna consciousness. So, normally kings are very proud, and if you call them sense gratifiers, they probably get upset. But Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he was very humble. So then he was feeling very bad, and he said that one thing in my life I want to do is get association with Lord Chaitanya. You can imagine, here is the king of Puri, King of Utkal Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is living in his kingdom and he can't see him. Every ordinary person can see him. Everyone can see him, only he can't see him. Can't get an audience. So he thought, maybe I should commit suicide. What if by being a king I'm deprived of this mercy to be able to get association with Lord Chaitanya? So Ramananda Raya came and talked to Lord Chaitanya and explained to him that king is suffering like this is not good. He's a good devotee. He's a good king. If he commits suicide, he's very bad. So then Lord Chaitanya got moved and he said, well, okay, you can send him my cloth of the prasadam and I'll see his son. So they brought the son and he blessed the son, gave him his cloth, some remnant cloth. So in this way then the king got some mercy. So he would not take his life. Then, during the actual Rath Yatra, there's a ceremony where the king of Orissa, who's known as Gajapati Maharaj, he rides up with elephants and horses to the chariot of Jagannath, and then he sweeps the road, sweeps before Jagannath with a golden broom. I mean, of course, now we're in democracy, so if Prime Minister or somebody sweeps, probably nobody thinks, but if you think about monarchy, there's plenty of people anyway to do street sweeping. It doesn't require the royal, the head of state to do that. So it's almost unheard of that a king would do street sweeping. Why would he do that? So the only reason he was doing that was to please Jagannath, taking the humble position. Actually, there's in Jagannath Puri, they tell the story how Indradumna Swami, not Indradumna Swami, Indradumna Maharaj, he, after establishing the worship of Jagannath, there came an offer for him to marry the princess of the neighboring king. But then that king sent some representative to go and check out what does this king Indradumna, what's he like. So he happened to go for the Rath Yatra festival, and he saw that king was going in front of Jagannath, he saw him sweep the street. So then he said, what is this? What kind of king is this? Sweeping the road! Like an ordinary road cleaner. What is this? Garbage collector or something. He went back and reported to the other king, this man, I saw this king sweeping the road. What? My daughter will never marry a street sweeper. So they sent a message. You are not qualified because you are sweeping the street. But then, what is this? Before Jagannath, we are humbling ourselves. It's offense against Jagannath. Call the troops! This is war! So the country of Utkal Empire declared war on the neighboring country for their insult to Jagannath. Dum da dum, dum da dum da dum, da dum da dum. Marching, you know, with the drums and the elephants and the war. They go, of course, you know, war is always. In those days, the king himself would be there in the war. It's not like, okay, send the troops out. Let's go into the, you know, bomb-proof bunkers and. Oh, we're very sorry. 5,732 soldiers died. You know. Oh, you know, but there, you know, meanwhile, you know, well protected. In those days, kings themselves had to fight with their soldiers. So there's always that risk, who will live, who will survive. So as they were marching out to defend the honor of Jagannath, there was one village lady who was carrying some yogurt. And she was carrying it in India, they take a bamboo and then they put the yogurt pots hanging on both sides so it balances so you can carry. So she's carrying her yogurt. And these two generals, young princes, they came riding up on horses. They asked the lady, we want some yogurt. Give us some yogurt. She says, yes, this is the price. So, well, don't have any money with me right now, but king is coming. You can give him my ring. And he'll pay you. So, okay, so he gave the yogurt and the prince gave the king the ring, the cavalry. They went riding on. So as the army is coming up, da-dum, da-dum, da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum, and as they know, the big royal procession and the marching and the band and the... Then this lady says, I want my yogurt money! Look at your prince, your generals came and gave me that ring and I want to get my money for my yogurt. And the king said, what is that lady? She's saying something about princes taking yogurt. What? Bring her here. What do you want, lady? See, two of your princes, they came, your cavalry. They said they're with you. And they took from me pots of yogurt. They said that when you came, you would pay me. They gave me this ring, they said, give this to you, and you would reward me. You would pay me. Let me see that ring. So she gave the look of the ring. Honey, Jagannath, it's Jagannath's ring. Jagannath's Hami Ki. It was Lord Jagannath's ring. So what do these two princes look like? Well, one was very dark blue color, kind of dark blue complexion. Other was very white. One was riding on a gray horse, one was on a white horse. This is Krishna and Balaram. You get the whole description. And then they announced all the soldiers. Krishna and Balaram had gone forward, and everybody, there was a sign from the Lord that he's with them. So in the end, Indraduna Maharaj was victorious. They were able to convince the other party that it was what they were doing was not ordinary street sweeping, but it was humbling themselves before the Lord. So this is a very big tradition. You know, all these type of stories are there. It's big history. So it's even to this day, although there are no more royal kings, but they're descendant of the king. He's still more respected as Gajapati Maharaj. He also does the ceremony and sweeps before the Lord. Although now he has no kingdom, it's democracy in India. But he has this role as an heir from that dynasty. So Pratap Rudra Maharaj, when he swept the road, this pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. So he was inclined to give him mercy. That's why when he went to the roof of his palace, he could see Lord Chaitanya dancing in the 7 kirtan parties around Lord Jagannath, simultaneously dancing in all of the parties. Others could not see. They could only see one Lord Chaitanya with their party, but he could see it in 7, just to further convince him of Lord Chaitanya's divinity. So King Pratap Rudra had been discussing with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma, after they'd been dancing and dancing for many hours, there's a place where the deity stops and everybody makes offerings for some hours. So that time, like, people just put a kuta cloth down, they've been cooking and make some offering or fruit or something. They put it, everybody's offering is offered simultaneously, not like you put it on the altar, but just like everybody brings your little offering, you put it. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people putting out their offerings, and from the temple, from the rock cart, by ringing the bell, everybody's offering is offered at the same time. So it takes some time. So while that's going on, at Viprasana, Lord Chaitanya went into the Vrindavan gardens, or the Jagannath Ballabh gardens, and took some rest. Under a tree, lay down on a stone slab. His different devotees, they also lay down and took rest under different trees and the shade. So they'd be rested up for the next kirtan when Jagannath starts moving again. So that's where we are right now here. So, Sarvabhauma Upadeshe Chari Rajavesh Ekala Vaishnavese Kurila Pravesh. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Sabhaktiragyanilam Jorahata Vaya Prabhupada Thori Pore Sahasa Koriya. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. Aki Mudi Prabhu Preme Bhumite Soya Nipati Naipune Kore Pada Sambahar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion. And the king very expertly began to massage his legs. Rasa Lila Sloka Pori Korena Stavan Jayati Te Dikam Adjai Korena Patan. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words Jayati Te Dikam. Report, these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 31, constitute what is known as the Gopi Gita. Sunete, sunete, Prabhu, santosa apar. Bolo, bolo, bole, Prabhu, bole, barobar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits, and he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. Tavakata amritang slok. Raja je purilo uti prema veshe prabhu ala alingana kwelo. As soon as the king recited the verse beginning with the words Tavakvatamritam, the Lord immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Tumimore dile buhu amulla ratan more kishu ditinahi dilo dilu alingan. Upon hearing the verses recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have given me invaluable jewels, gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you." Ato boli se sloka pore barovar, dui janar angi kampo netre jolodar. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. Tavakatam ritanga tapta jivadam kavibiriditam kalamashapaham savanamangalam simaratatam bhuvi grinati je bhurirajana bhuvi grinanti je bhurirajana. Translation: My Lord, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Burira, burira, bole kore alingan, iho nahi jane iho haya kono jan. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the reciter, King Pratap Rudra, and cried, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even know who the king was. So what? The Buridha, Da means benefactor, one who gives. Bhuri means like great, so much giving, or very munificent. Buridha, Buridha, you've been so merciful to me because you're giving these jewels. You can see what a exalted devotee Pratap Rudra, he knows the Gopi Gita by heart. He's singing the prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole chapter by heart. He's very deeply studied in these matters. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was lying there with his eyes closed. He doesn't know who the person is. At least overtly he doesn't know, of course. This is his way of giving the king mercy. He was very impressed by the king sweeping the road and doing this humble service. So he officially didn't see a king. He doesn't know if somebody comes up and playing bread, singing bhajans from the Bhagavatam. But the king got embraced. The Lord Chaitanya, tears are pouring from his eyes. Who can imagine the mercy? I get so much mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You can't even imagine. If you can just touch the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, we'd be more than happy. Or to speak of, can imagine Lord Chaitanya. How much mercy they get, someone gets embraced by Lord Chaitanya, this gets hugged. Sri Pratap Rudra is overwhelmed, he's crying in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya is also crying, so you've given me this nectar. You serve Lord Krishna, you please Lord Chaitanya. You please Guru, you please Krishna. You serve Guru, you serve Krishna, you please the Guru. They ask you the problem once, what will make you please? He said, when you develop, what will make you most happy? He said, when you develop love for Krishna. So, just because of this little servant, I mean, he was totally banished from seeing Lord Chaitanya now. Of course, officially, Lord Chaitanya complete. I didn't know who he was. He didn't come as a king. Some Vaishnava came singing prayers. He got the mercy. So he didn't break his standard to the devotees, giving audience to a king, but at the same time, the king got the mercy, massage the lotus feet of the Lord, sang songs for him. And the Lord said, I am a poor man, I have nothing to give you. What can I give? I have no money, I have nothing. All I can give you is my appreciation. Take this hug. The fisherman that took Lord Chaitanya out of the sea, just touched Lord Chaitanya, he was totally overwhelmed in love of Krishna. How much love did Pratap Rudra Maharaj get? What do you think, Daniel? So that's why here in the Krishna Das Kaviraj, he writes, hey, dekho! You just see. Hey, dekho, Chaitanya kripa mahabal. Thar anusandhan vina korai safal. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time it will fructify. This is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 2.40. Svapam abhyasya dharmasya chayate mahato bhayat. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution. A little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Unquote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service. And whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. Srimad Bhagavatam recommends Yajnaye Sankirtana Prayer Virajanti Hisumedasa Bhagavatam 11.5.32. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Pratapa Rudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Maharaj Pratapa Rudra did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when the Lord saw the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and began to embrace him. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy toward Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Therefore, he uses the word, Dekho, Dekho, just see, just see. And Chaitanya Kripa Mahabal, how powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavatam Chaitanya Chandramrita 5. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy and magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Nama. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatara, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Srila Lochindas Thakur has also sung, Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nithai Gaura Chandra. The two brothers, Nitai and Gaura, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Brajendra Nandam Jain, Sachi Suto Vailo Se, Balarama Hai Lo Nitai, Dina Dino Jato Chilo Hari Name Udharilo, Taro Sakshi Jagai Madhai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home, back to Godhead. So a student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. A little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. So we do devotional service. Not that we think the service is anything great, but just to demonstrate to Lord Chaitanya that we do have a sincere desire to serve, to get back to Krishna. So that service is what shows Lord Chaitanya that this person is serious about wanting to get the mercy. And even a little service, and then Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy. So how many want to do a little service for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Gauranga! 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 So how do you have to raise your hands? So Lord Chaitanya then asked the king, so who are you? I don't know who you are. And the king said, I am just one of the humble servants of your servants. And I want your mercy that I can be accepted as one of the servants of your servants. Amituma dasya anudas. Bhitya bhitya korole moras. How would like to be the servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya? So, this is our great achievement, Prabhupada said. If we can become servant of the servant, we don't desire to become, we should desire to become directly servant of Krishna. We want to be the servant of the servant. Like Prahlad prayed to be the servant of his servant. That by Guru's mercy he could get the devotional service of Nashini. Polavetra Shiva, he is also like that. He was a banana salesman. And as a banana salesman in Bengal, where there's lots of bananas, it wasn't exactly a niche market that you find, you know, plenty of competition. So he wasn't very rich. Apart from that, he never cheated anybody. He always sold his bananas at the market rate. And then whatever he earned, he would spend 50% on doing Ganga Puja, because his Gurudev told him that he should worship the Ganges. So that was his devotional service, to worship the Ganges every day. So his next door neighbors, they used to come and ask him, you know, I call a Richa, Sridhar, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. Listen, you're spending 50% of your income on worshipping the Ganges. Why don't you stop it for 1 year, build up your capital, become rich, and then you can do a bigger puja for the Ganges. But Golavitsa Sita said, look it, I'm doing my honest labor. If Krishna wants me to be rich, I'll be rich. But if I stop worshipping Ganges, then what is the guarantee that after 1 year I'll start again? Maybe I'll get it, you know, more entangled, and I won't continue with my devotional service. So he said, no. Then they got impatient. Look at what's wrong with you. Look at you, look at you. You got holes in your dhoti. You're poor. He said, I'm not naked. I have caught. Maybe he had 10 repeats on his dhoti and sewn up. You got a hole in the roof of your house. He said, well, look at, I have a roof over my head, you know, a little hole doesn't make so much difference. It gives me a little sunlight. And they got really impatient. You know, you don't take any good advice, what's no use in talking to you? And then they start criticizing. He said, all night he's, you know, howling and he's hari bol chanting all night. Now we understand why. He's got hunger pains. He can't sleep. Pretty nasty people. Then one day, Sinamai, when he was very young, he'd always go and buy his bananas only from Kolavitsa. And they'd have so many little arguments. Nimai would come and say, I'm a poor Brahmana, so I can't afford, you know, your high, outrageous prices. You give me the bona fide price. And Kolavitsa said, what do you mean? I'm giving you the bona fide price. You check the market, I'm giving you that. And everyone knows my price is standard price. No, you're overcharging me very much. Look, how much are these bananas? You don't even have to ask me. I'll just charge you the market rate. No, how much you want? Tell me. Okay, those are 8 kuris. 8 kuris? Come on! What do you mean? You're trying to rip me off. How can this? I only give you 4 kuris. Four cutties, come on, that's half the rate. It's impossible. I can't give you four cutties. It's eight cutties. Cutties are little units of little conch shells they used to be. 80 cutties was 1 cent. That's how cheap things were then. Was one. So they would have the fight back and forth. Then Golovets would grab the bananas back from them. Look, if you don't want to pay the price, then don't pay. What do you mean? You think I'm going to steal your bananas or something? What, I'm a Brahmin and you're treating me like this? Grab them back. Here, you take 6 cutties. He went off. And everyone said, why do you take that from him? Why do you tolerate? And he was thinking, even if he gives me a hard time. There's something about that Brahmin boy, I'm just so attracted to him. Even if he comes to me and he doesn't pay the right price and he gives me, I don't care, let him take whatever he wants. But they'd have this like little rush. Then when Lord Chaitanya was older and he became the Mai Pandit, the big scholar, any kind of excuse he'd also go over and drop in and see Kolaricha Sridhar. It shows if a devotee follows their principles, the Lord himself comes to search his mouth. Of course, Kolaricha doesn't know that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. He feels attracted to him in his heart, but doesn't know why. Because everything is covered up by Yogamaya. So then, one day Nimai came and he saw Kolaricha. He said, how are you doing, Sridhar? And then he said, oh, very well, by your grace. Very well, thank you. And so, you know, I came to ask you a question. As a pundit, I wanted to understand something. You see, you worship Vishnu. And Vishnu is the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. But in spite of worshipping Vishnu, you are not very rich. You're poor. But those who are worshipping Shiva, Durga, they're very rich. So why is this when you're worshipping the husband of goddess of what, you're not rich? Please tell me, as a pandit I want to know this. He said, we worship Krishna, we are not wanting. Whatever he thinks that we need, we get. So I'm having enough, for me it's alright. I'm quite satisfied. Then Lord Chaitanya also, come on, you're ready, look at your condition, it's very poor. He said, I'm quite satisfied. Then Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, I know you are really very rich. You have a treasure hidden in your house. You possess a very great treasure. I'm a very simple man. What treasure do I have? I know. You don't? Okay, I'm not going to bother you for your treasure right now. But later I will reveal it to everyone that you have a very great treasure. But you're just keeping it hidden. But I want to know, what are you going to give me as a brahmana? I'm coming here, I want some. What are you going to give me? I'm not going to ask for your treasure now, but just at least, you know, what can you give me? I said, okay, well, I'm very honored that you come here. As a grihastha, it's my duty to give you something. So I'll give you banana products. Whatever banana products you want, you can have. I'll give you some good banana products. He said, that's all right. But I want good bananas. Don't try, because I'm begging for you, don't try to cheat me and give me third-class bananas. I want the best bananas from you. I won't accept less. If you give that, then I'll accept it. So the Nimai is always giving him a hard time. And Kola said, gee, what is wrong? I said, usually when young people grow older, they become more mature and stable. But he's he gets worse, you know. And he was getting the bananas for Lord Chaitanya and then for Nimai Pandit, and he gave. Then Nimai said, so you worship the Ganges? She said, how's your worship is going on? She said, oh, it's very nice. Every day I'm worshiping. Well, I just wanted you to know one thing. You know that the Ganges is very sacred, but the sanctity of the Ganges is coming from me. How can you say that? How can you say this? There's only this you can say. Then, you know, Lord Chaitanya met this. Why does he say such ridiculous things? Of course, later on, then Kolaricha, he found out that it was all true. When Lord Chaitanya was having his Mahaprakash Leela, where he was showing his where Advaita Acharya worshipped him and he was in the mood of Vishnu, then he called for Kolaricha, and he... Servants, the devotees went to get him and said, the Lord Chaitanya wants to see you. This was Sankirtan movement already started. He said, Lord Chaitanya wants to see me? Yes, he wants to see you. You have to come now. Me? What? He just fainted. Gauranga wants to see me. It's too much. Who am I? I'm just a banana peddler in the flea market. They picked him up and carried him. Then when he came conscious, he looked and he saw the big kirtan was going on. Advaita Acharya is offering arti and then Lord Chaitanya. Now he's showing his spiritual form, not the form that everybody can see, but a form which is producing effulgence more brilliant than millions of suns. The whole universe is now invisible to Kolavetra Sridhar. All he can see is Lord Chaitanya, his effulgence, and the devotees. Nityananda is holding the umbrella. Shivas is standing, if I remember correctly. He pays his obeisances. And then Lord Chaitanya said, so you've been worshipping very nicely, so I want to give you a blessing. Tell me, what is it that you want? So then you see Kolavetra Sridhar, you see, wow, it's really true. He is Vishnu. Thought all this time he's just joking with me. And then he said, no, I'm completely happy. I don't need anything. Here's a person living very poor. Anything he wants, he can get. Okay, here's my list. I want a big house. I want a big car. But no, he didn't ask for anything. But then Lord Chaitanya said, one of Krishna's names is called Varada. He gives benediction. So if he reveals himself to you, you have to take a benediction. He won't let you off the hook. You have to ask for something. That's God's lila, his pastime, to give blessings to his devotees, his worship. He said, okay, what do you want? I'll make you a king. You can be a king. So now as a king, you get nice beds, nice facilities, big palace, like a big house, big palace, servants. But Kolavetra said, no, I don't want to be a king. I'm okay. No, but you have to take something. Okay, I'll give you mystic powers. With mystic powers, you get anything you want, to fly anywhere, do anything. Practically in the material world, anyway. So, no, I don't want mystic powers. Okay, I'm going to give you something very special. You can get liberation and merge in the light. No, I don't want that for sure. You have to ask for something. Tell me, what is it you want? Take a blessing. Well, let's just see that I was thinking. I said, okay. What I want, if it's possible, every time you incarnate, I want to take birth as your devotee and provide all your vegetable and fruit needs. I want to see the smiling face of that, the beautiful face of the smiling Brahmana boy. But if I'm not qualified to take birth in your pastime, at least let me be born in the family of your devotees so that I can serve you. Then Lord Chaitanya, he was so moved by his request. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a special blessing which even Brahma and Shiva are anxious to get. I'm going to give you the blessing of pure love for Krishna Prema. When the devotees heard that here this banana peddler from the flea market is getting pure love of Krishna, which even Brahma and Shiva are anxious to get and they don't always get it. Everybody started to shout, Haribo! Haribo! Pati Bhavan Gaura Hari Ki! So Kolavetra Sridhar, he had his principles. He lived by his devotional principles. And in this way, he could attract the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We read last night that even in some simple way we do our devotional service we offer, just to show Lord Chaitanya was serious about being devotee. Like, they say in the West, talk is cheap. If you really want to be a devotee, show it. Do something. Prove it to Krishna. You may not be perfect. You may not always act as the perfect pure devotee, but at least try to show Krishna that you really want to be a devotee. Try to give up the bad habits. Try to do the japa. Try to do some devotional service. The best you can, you try. Give it your best shot. And the Krishna sees Lord Chaitanya, he's so merciful. He sees that this devotee is trying to serve, even if it may be filled with so many defects. But he's trying. Then Prabhupada says that because a little bit of effort if you give, Lord Chaitanya is very easily pleased, and he gives his mercy very freely. And in this age we advance, especially by getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's not like, well, I can do everything, so what's the use of doing anything? It's not a purely mechanical process that we have to do everything perfect. You know, we should try to do perfect, try to do the best you can, but not to get frustrated that, okay, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, this is no use, I'm never going to be Krishna conscious in this lifetime, there's no use of even trying, I just throw in the towel and surrender back to Maya. We shouldn't get depressed like that or hopeless. It's actually much more glorious to try, even if we fail, to succeed every time. At least if we're trying and we're praying the Lord Chaitanya, I'm really fallen, I'm the most fallen. I'm not able to serve you properly even though I'm trying to do so. And I'm simply depending on your mercy that one day I can become a great devotee. Like that, by trying, Lord Chaitanya, if we think that, well, I'm, you know, God's gift to the world and I'm so great and I do everything perfect and I deserve to get love of Godhead, we may not get it. And every little defect will become. We should take a humble attitude. Looking at the defects in ourselves. Some people look at the defects in everybody else. They never see any defects in themselves. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he came back to his palace in the first canto of Bhagavatam, he didn't see Dhritarashtra or Vidura one day. And then immediately he said, where are my dear uncles? So Dhritarashtra, he took care of me, and my uncles, they took care of me when we were young and helpless because they were orphans from their father. They lost their father. And now, maybe because of my offenses, I made them suffer so much grief because I killed, all his sons were killed in the battle of Kurukshetra and his grandsons. So, and Prabhupada explains that, you know, actually Dhritarashtra tried to support his son who tried to murder the Pandava. He never saw the bad quality in Dhritarashtra. He's thinking of my bad quality, and because of me this war was fought. So I could become the king. It caused him so much suffering. So this is a quality of a pure devotee. He sees in himself so many defects and sees the good qualities in others. In that way one can get purified. But generally in the material world is the opposite. Everyone ignores their own defects and then tries to find the defects in everybody else, pick out all the faults. This is why actually I'm better than they are, because if this one's not sincere, that one's ugly, and that one stupid, and I'm the best actually, because so our mind puts us in this false ego position where we think we're better than others. The devotee takes a humble position. It doesn't mean that we don't do whatever we have to do for Krishna's service. If Yudhishthira didn't not do his service as a king and he took out the service, he did it, but at the same time he remained humble. It was very easy to glorify others and very quick to find fault with himself. But it didn't put him into a situation where he became hopeless. For a while he was, right after the war. But then he got preached to by Bhishma Dev, the master, he came out and got back in his right position. Sometimes we need to get aligned before, in fact, because we have such a short memory in Kali Yuga, you need to hear the Bhagavatam every day, Bhagavatam Nitya Sevayam. We need to realign ourselves every day and chant, hear the Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavad Gita, associate with the devotees. Sometimes if we really get disaligned, then we need to talk to a senior devotee, maybe to the guru, Diksha or Shiksha, to make sure that we get everything in the right focus, to serve Krishna and to praise him. The qualities that are mentioned here by Rishabh, this is the, not Rishabh, who is this? Perfect verse, the Paitan Brahma, that mentioned 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita, how someone who is equal to fame, infamy, success and failure, who's always puts me as the supreme goal in their life and endeavors to reach me, this kind of devotee and very dear, or very, very dear to me. So we need to put ourselves as a goal, and we put our goal as Krishna, consciousness. We go on endeavoring for that. Sometimes one may have a bad karma. Because of their karma, they're not supposed to be very rich. The Krishna promise in the May Bhakta Panashati, my devotee never perish. For some people, they have very good karma for money and they become very rich easily. So, Krishna promises that I'll preserve what you have and I'll provide what you lack. You'll have shame on Bahamya. Something's really needed for Krishna consciousness, and he'll give it. but for the grihasthas who are working and earning their money in different ways and in business, and they're supposed to live by their principles, have a time that they set for their work, and then also ensure that they go on with their spiritual life as well, that they chant and sometimes read and do some devotional service, some teaching. It's like Srila Prabhupada. But one businessman in India, in Calcutta, came to see Prabhupada and said, there are so many babas in India, they show miracles. Can you show me a miracle? And he like give me a fruit or a sweet from the air or something. These are the babas, they just give rings and things. The Prabhupada said, what is the value of this? You can go and buy it and keep the fruit. What's the value? You want me to show you a miracle? I went to America with 40 rupees. And I have over 400 million rupees and temples and properties all over the world, and it's only 6 years. Isn't that a miracle? It's like 40 to 400. Yeah, that's pretty miraculous. So, it's a miracle. It's like Vishnu Sudama. He was very good Krishna, why don't I give him blessing, he became very rich. But then he didn't use his money for sense gratification. He lived in a comfortable way, but he also used his wealth for Krishna's service. There's an interesting story from Padma Purana, which is the glories of the seventh chapter Bhagavad Gita. Once there was a Brahmin, and I think his name was Shakuntala. But he was not able to live comfortably as a Brahmana, so it was in emergencies, Brahmanas can act as Kshatriyas or Vaishyas. So he was acting as a Vaishya. He started to do business. So in his business, he started making a lot of money. And, but he was, with this idea that I will do my religious work later. Right now, priority in my interest, I gotta get ahead economically. So, he totally neglected his spiritual life. And I think he was so neglectful of his spiritual life that because of his bad karmas, neglect of his spiritual life, he became a snake in his next life. And he had buried 10 million rupees, crore rupees. Today a crore rupees is about $500,000,000, but in the previous few years, must have been millions of dollars worth of money. Only this. And begin to imagine in the previous year how much a crore rupees was. So he was the snake protecting the money that he carried. If anybody tried to dig out the money, he would have poison. But he was suffering somehow because he was the Brahmin to remember the previous life. He appeared in a dream to his four sons. They all had the same kind of human being, and I now took him breath as a snake. And I had 1 crore of rupees, 10 million rupees, buried, which I'm protecting. I want you to help me to get out of this condition. You can help me. They all woke up and they counted to the habits. These are the four brothers. They react in a different way. One brother got very emotional. What are we going to do? He was all shook up, he was unable to do anything. Why? And he just like, 1 crore rupees to do so. One was, really concerned. Yes, you have to do something for the father. How to find out what to do. And he was, like a good son, trying to thinking, but he didn't really know exactly what to do. The fourth son, he didn't reveal his mind to anyone. He started thinking, where could my father bury the money? He saw the different signs and he figured out this is the place. In the middle of the night, he woke up his wife. He said, we're going to go out and get the money. He took a shovel, went by a white ant hill, dug into the base of the hill, sure that this was the place where the treasure was. Came the snake. What are you doing? Oh, I'm your son. I come here to help you. Why do you come in the middle of the night digging? Tell me how I can help you, I'll help you. He said, all right, because of my sinful activities, neglect of spiritual life, I've taken this horrible birth. Only thing that can counteract it, you have to find a brahmana who regularly chants the seventh chapter Bhagavad Gita.
on the day of my Shvat, the death anniversary, you bring him and you feed him nicely, prasadam, and then when he chants the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I'll be freed from this karma. So then the son went back and told the other brothers, and they got arranged, the Brahman who chanted seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, on the death anniversary, they brought him and he was chanting, and they gave him prasadam, and he chanted. Immediately his father was freed from the bad karma, being a snake, and came out effulgent, celestial being. He carried the 4 rupees, and divided equally and gave it to the 4 sons, 1/4 each, 2.5 million rupees each. And then he went back to Godhead. So now the 4 brothers, after all this experience, then they got purified. And they decided that we're going to use this money wisely and not become a snake like our father. And so then they all performed devotional service, and they invested their money, and from the profit they were using very wisely, donating to temples, to building charitable and Krishna conscious things. In the name of Krishna, they did a lot of charity. They were living very comfortably. They had no problem financially. So they lived comfortably, but what they earned from their money, they spent that portion of that major portion for Krishna conscious activities. And every day they chanted the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, being very inspired by that. So at the end of their life, they also went back to Krishna. I was thinking how when they got the money, they used it in a very responsible way. Their father, he got earned money, but then it's not like one of these, you know, brahmanas, well, okay, I'm going to earn my money now, I've got enough Krishna consciousness, and got so much absorbed in his material economic development that he became a snake in his next life. So attached to your money, guard it as a snake. So it's important that we, whatever situation we're in, you know, there may be so many situations and it may change from one time to the next, but just like this perfect person, he remains in equipoise, should remain fixed, that in this lifetime we're going to be Krishna conscious. This is our top priority. We had to survive. We had to have enough economy to survive, to pay our basic expenses. So we do those activities, but not to the extent that we don't have any spiritual life. Somehow we do. Both things have to be there. Like Ishvarupanishad said, side by side, we should know the material and spiritual world. What is the use of being successful in material life if the next birth you take is of an animal who I'm totally ignorant? So, therefore, it is recommended to take a balanced approach.